Now, if you can bear it, we're going to take you back to 1975.
Radio 4, we present The Archers.
Carol is worried about her son Richard. Not only is he withdrawn and antisocial when at home, but his schoolwork is not up to standard. As John is in America, she confides in Jack Woolley.
I only popped in to give Jennifer a message about collecting Anne tomorrow, Jack. I mustn't waste your time.
Wasting my time? Come and sit down, Carol.
It's not just the announcer's recap that's changed since 1975. According to researchers at the University of Aberdeen, The Archers is a great resource for tracking how society's speech has changed over the years. Dr. William Barris is the linguistics lecturer who studied the language of The Archers. Thanks for joining us. Why The Archers, of all things?
Well, one thing that's very significant about The Archers is that it's now been on the air for a period of 65 years. And so it provides a wealth of material tracking the way that people have spoken over that period of time, and in particular, the ability to focus on individual people. So certain cast members have been playing the same character now for decades, and that is a really valuable resource for investigating accent change.
Well, let's listen to some of the examples that have inspired you. First, here's Shula in 1975.
According to Dad, I ought to thank you. Standing by me, not letting me in for it. I thought he'd like me because I was... Anyway, it's all over. You never liked him, did you?
And this is Shula last year.
The latest is some chap in the armoured corps. The family lives in Haybury. He wants to bring his sister, so of course Dan said yes to both. Hugh was some outside help, yes. It's good Dan's made so many friends. He's quite keen to impress them.
Now, what are the main differences you could hear there?
Well, of course, the first thing you notice is that the voice of Shula, played by...
I hope you've got a note of it, I don't.
Okay.
Let me Google it while you're talking.
Yes, okay. Has effectively lowered in pitch over that period of time. Now, that's an effect of ageing, and that's something that we're... entirely predict based on what happens to the human vocal tract as a speaker grows older. So stripping away that sort of age-related change, what we're left with are differences that are due to a change in a speaker's accent or a change in the way that they're pronouncing certain vowels. So in those two recordings, we had some examples of what dialectologists might call the trap vowel. So that's the short A sound in words like dad, thank you, and then in the later recording, Dan and chap, and so on. And if you listen to the 1975 recording, Shula is pronouncing that vowel more like dead or thank you. So it sounds a little bit more like an E vowel than an A vowel.
Okay, now, the name that was on your lips, by the way, was Judy Bennett.
Judy Bennett, of course.
And we've got another couple of clips here, which I'd like to get your view on. Again, here's 1975 to start.
Two subjects, hi-fi and jazz. There was more in his life than he was letting on, wasn't there?
And now, 2015.
You can't help wondering where the next flashpoint will be. Since Dan completed his training, I've been seeing television with new eyes.
What do you observe from those two?
Yes, in those two recordings, we have some of the same vowels. So we have the word jazz, and then we have the word flashpoint in the later recording. Now, the interesting thing is not just that in society more generally, there has been this change in what we label the trap vowel, but it's more interesting that an individual person might change. It's a very subtle change, but might change her pronunciation of that vowel during her lifetime. And that tells us something about the way that language works and the way that sounds are stored in our mind and organized into a particular accent. And the reason that the Archers is a particularly useful resource like this is that finding recordings of the same person over a period of years or decades is a really difficult thing to do. A few years ago, some researchers looked at recordings of the Queen with her Christmas broadcasts and found some similar results, found that the Queen herself seemed to be changing her accent gradually over time. So, of course, at the time, there were headlines like, is the Queen still speaking the Queen's English? And as Shula is, in some ways, the Queen of Ambridge, it seemed apt to investigate her vowels as well.
Dr. Barris, thanks for doing that for us. Dr. William Barris is linguistics lecturer who studied the language of the Archers.